בוקר אור רבותיי, ברשות מעלת הרב. I know the Rav, Baruch Hashem, gives a in-depth shi'ur and shi'urim on Parashat HaShavua. I had the zechut the other night to listen in. The Kahal is very lucky that they're able to learn the Torah with the Mefarshim and Rabbeinu Bahya, etc. It's actually a great zechut to learn the Torah in such a way. However, in Parashat Shemot, I'd like to bring to your attention that there is a great halachic dilemma that needs to be solved. I'm sure the Rav will explain it according to the Mefarshim. Moshe Rabbeinu goes to the Sinai, and Borei Olam tells him that the Jewish people eventually will leave Mitzrayim. Ve'acharechen yishalach etchem. Ve'natati etchen ha'am hazeh be'enei Mitzrayim. It's going to be chen. Ve'ayaki telechun. When you leave, lo telechu rekam. You're not going to leave empty-handed. Ve'sha'ala isha meshechinta megarat beta. Ve'sha'ala sounds like it means, and you will borrow. Isha meshechinta, a lady from her neighbor. You're going to borrow vessels from your neighbor, kelekesev ukle zahav, usmalot. Vesamtem al benechem, you'll put it on your children, ubnotechem, venesaltem et Mitzrayim. The question over here is, what happened to Gezer? Hey, you're coming along and you're telling the Egyptians we're going to borrow. And they had no intention of borrowing. This was, genevat da'at. It's genevat da'at and it's genevat mamon. You come along and say we want to borrow something for a few days, and they knew from the beginning they have no intention to pay it back, and they're going to steal it. So how is it possible to understand these pesukim according to the halakha of lo tigzor, lo tignov? So there's three mehalchim, at least in the mefarshim. One is what the Rashbam says. The Rashbam is Rishon. He says over here, "V'sha'ala isha meshechinta b'matana gemura." He said this was not borrowing. You're going to get it from the Egyptians b'matana gemura. It's a gift without intention to return. Share katu v'natati et chena'am. They're going to find favor in your eyes. They're going to give it to you. But he has a problem. It says v'sha'ala. How does he square off the word v'sha'ala? Kemo she'al mimeni. The pasuk in Tehillim, chapter bet, says she'al mimeni ve'etena. So you see that the word she'al can also be used bilshon matana. So the Rashbam knows v'sha'ala isha meshechinta is perush matana, and then he comes along and says ze ikar peshuto v'teshuva leminim. He says the minim are the wise guys. They came along and said, look at the Jewish people, they're thieves. They come to the Egyptians, they tell us, let us borrow some money, and then they steal it. So he says, this is a teshuvah to the minim, that Chas v'Shalom, the Jewish people didn't take anything that didn't belong to them. V'sha'ala pirush, they're going to give it b'matana. She'al mimeni v'etena guim. The Ibn Ezra, in his pirush ha'aroch on the Torah, has a much more simple chidush. And he says, what do you mean, teshuvah laminim? He says, Borei Olam owns everything. Koneh hakol. Lehashem ha'aretz u'melo'ah. God could decide who gets what and who takes what when he takes it. And nobody could tell Borei Olam anything. This was al pi ha'tzivui. Hashem said, go to the Egyptians and take their money. Once Borei Olam says it, it's finished. Borei Olam told them to do it. There's no gezel, there's no nothing. If they would have taken it on their own without a tzivui, then it's gezel. But if Hashem comes along and says, I want you to go to this land over here and conquer it, you're going to come along and say, Gannavim, Gazlanim, Borei Olam said, this is the land. Same thing over here. God said, go take that money and belongs to you. Once Borei Olam says and it's sanctioned, there's no problem of Gezer. But the Hadush that I came to say today, which I think is the most novel Hadush to answer this question, is what the Malbim says. The Gaon Malbim says a tremendous Hadush. He says, I want to ask you a question. The Jewish people, where did they live in Egypt?
Goshen.
Okay, Goshen. My question was not the city, but where did they live? They lived in the street? No, they lived in homes. They had homes, they had furniture in their homes. They had regular real estate like everybody else lives. What happened to those homes when they left Egypt? Who took those homes? The Egyptians. So exactly. So the Malbim comes along and says, that's what the Pasuk says, Vishaela Isha Mishikhinta. You went to your neighbor and said, listen, I'm leaving my house over here. You want the house? Pay me money. Give me money and you could take my house and all the furniture. So Adrabah, they weren't taking anything that didn't belong to them. This was a purchase. They took the money and they left their homes for the Egyptians to use. The only question that we have on the Malbim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram, "B'harichin yitzu b'rechush gadol." They're going to leave with great wealth. Seemingly, this is not great wealth. This is a purchase. They have a house. They sold the house. Where's the rechush gadol? If you look in Parashat Bo, it doesn't say v'sha'ida isha m'shechinta. It says v'yishalu ish me'et re'ehu. So it seems that not only did they sell their homes to their neighbors, but they also took money from people that were not their neighbors. That was the rechush gadol. Ask the Malbim, how did they take it without giving it back? It says that when they left Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim saw already that they're leaving and they're going to die, so it says they were mohel them and they gave it to them in matana gemura. So therefore you have three different approaches. Either when it says v'sha'ala, it means b'matana gemura, and therefore there's no question. Or you can say, like the Ibn Ezra, there's no question to start. Hashem says to take it, you take it. Finish. Borei Olam owns everything. Kone hakol. Or according to the Malbim, that over here, v'sha'ala mishechita actually was a purchase for the homes that they were leaving the Egyptians. And later on, what they took from the other Egyptians was the rechush gadol. And that money was nimhal lahem at the time that they finally left.